Happy March 22nd, which means it's Tuesday. The Cook Report SEO tips today. Somehow I managed to schedule it for tomorrow. So if you have the expectation of it being on tomorrow, think of this as like a sneak preview. Well, no, maybe it's just a correction in the date more likely. So tomorrow's Wednesday, we do the topic of the mind. Anyway, back to the ranch or the topic of the day, SEO tips. Today, I found six SEO rules for 2016 from an article that was prepared by Christine Birkner, B-I-R-K-N-E-R. And she writes for Marketing News, and she prepared this for the American Marketing Association. More about that outfit in just a minute. You can see more about this article in the show notes link, which is available to you on thecookreport.podbean.com. That being said, we'll have the audio for this event up in just a moment. What Christine shared on her article is the rules for effective SEO have shifted seismically over the past few years. What used to be important, now not so much. For example, SEO factors that the study that they did reported from Moz, Rand Fishkin had an article from Moz in Seattle, and they said the two big changes, the effectiveness of paid links, used to be a big deal, has dropped 55%. The influence of anchor text is down 49%. The big dog in SEO strategies, make yourself mobile friendly. Okay. Mobile should be number one on the list of site redesigns right now. Mobile friendliness will increase its impact, has gone up 88%. An 88% increase in anything having to do with SEO, got to do it. And there's other things in the article that talks about the analysis of a page's perceived value, the usage of data such as the dwell time, like how long are people staying on the site? We've been studying that for years. It's gone up 67%, for instance. Readability and design, the user experience, those things, all important. And so take a look at that article, if you would. It's in the show notes. thecookreport.podbean.com, and we go on to talk about the American Marketing Association. That part of it, I found a section in their website, which is normally $250 to join, $250, excuse me, and website registrants can sign in for free. And I'll have the link in the show notes where website registrants can join up with the American Marketing Association. Great cornucopia of information there. Item number two, podcast submissions to the iTunes podcast directory are now managed by a thing called Podcast Connect. This website, it'll be in the show notes, podcastconnect.apple.com is where they manage all of their podcast submissions. Thanks to Blueberry for that link. They were the ones that first made me aware of it. So in terms of making your site, make sure that the content or the post you've just submitted is mobile ready. I have the link for google.com webmaster tools / mobile - usability. It's now called the Search Console. That link's available to you. So if you've got a new post, give it a minute, put it on the stove and see if it's cooking. Have I forgotten anything?
We mentioned Podbean, didn't we?
Yeah.
Emojis?
Oh, yeah, that's right. In terms of the 27 questions that we send to interviewers, Kelvin and I were joking because he's quite the MG Car fan, right? We're joking around. Well, guess what my favorite topic is? And I came back and said, MG sports cars. And he goes, yeah, that's right. And so the only question that doesn't really fit is, what's your favorite emoji? And you know what? There's not MG emoji. But the beekeeper, remember that Thursday B2B show we did some weeks ago? Steve Lawson came up with a link and said, well, just look for how to make an emoji. and we'll have an MG emoji. So pretty soon, if anybody has anything to do with it, this fellow next to me, Kelvin, is going to have a hand in making the emoji for the MG sports car. I think so. We should see that in our lifetime. So now let's go to the shout out time. Oh,
Corinda. We've got to shout out for Corinda.
Oh, that's right. It's in the show notes. You didn't print the new copy of page one, did you? It's on there. It's on there as number three now, so that I don't forget to say that. Because we've got to remember to give Corinda, the fellow in chat there, a shout out for his show. You know, he does big things with Mashable and talking about live streaming and podcasting and so forth. But first, thank you to Edinburgh Desters. When this background happened as the background for this podcast, the graphic that was created by Edinburgh Desters basically launched the whole thing. Edinburgh Desters is the company that likes to clean. When you line up the brands in Edinburgh, Scotland, who are you going to get for a cleaning company? Give Fraser a call. They're the guys that like to clean, and that's going to do the best job for you. Also in Scotland, Kevin Scullion has a site, Alba Digital Media, and the link will be in the show notes like it always is. And now the big one, save the best for number three, Corinder's link to his content at choiceszone.co.uk. That link will be in the chat, in the show notes, so that you'll be able to click on it and go straight away to his content. And if you have a question, just ask. Big thank you to Blab at blab.im. That's a secure site, so you'll have to put HTTPS in front of it. It's in the show notes as well. While we're on the subject of the show notes as content, there's a link there thanking YouTube for giving us the channel for the Cook Report. And I've got a bit.ly link, a shortened link in there to thank for that. And as we turn the page, two pages of show notes, and this is talking about all the places that the Cook Report audio that you're listening to right now, I hope, is listed on the web. And if you go to the cookreport.podbean.com, you'll get all those links, the Stitcher, the Spreaker Radio, the iTunes, the blab.im profile, Cook Report on YouTube, and the Geyer Cook Online Services blog links. Those are all spelled out right there for you. And in all those instances of the show notes, there's a mention of the Cook Report evaluation question. When you get to that question, take the time, please, to answer that yes or no. And I'd invite you also to become a patron of the podcast funding so we can get more emojis. Anyway, happy Tuesday to you. Sorry for the mix-up on the scheduling date. And like I say at the end of every show, right before I click the end of it, it's a wrap.